WHUR Old School 90s and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. A little bit of Tony
gotta
Braxton.
Move on.
And gotta move on. I hear you, girl. Woo! Tony Braxton getting it in, ain't she? Not
Baby.
Skipping the beat. Not skipping okay. the beat. Hey, everybody. So coming up in just a moment, Nina Brown is like, okay, Frank, you gonna speak on it or you gonna speak on it? What you gonna do, Frank Ski? I wasn't planning on speaking on it, but Nina Brown wants me to speak on it, so I
you
guess I got to speak on
shady,
it.
You are shady, shady, shady.
You brought it up. You want me to speak on it. I agree.
Okay.
We're talking about Nick Cannon, everybody. Nick Cannon is back in the news again, not because of anything about his show. It's about his personal life. And Nina is like, if it would have been a sister, a female to do it, you'd be on the air talking about it, so you
exactly.
got to come on, and you got to talk about my man, Nick Cannon. All
exactly.
right, ladies and gentlemen. In case you did not hear, two different women tweeted that they were with Nick Cannon for Valentine's Day.
Not tweeted. They posted it on Instagram. One posted a video and the other posted two photos of them kissing. We got receipts because we could see the images.
So you're saying you're upset because he had two different dates on Valentine's?
Well, first of all, do these two women, I mean, obviously they do know about each other because it's Nick Cannon and it's all over the blogs, but are they okay with, you know, being, you know, one of two? And hopefully it is just one of two and not one of ten. But he's also got a woman who's expecting twins by him, allegedly, right now. So we've got a woman who is pregnant with his twins, another woman who's got a tattoo on her that says "My King" or something like that, and then another woman who is also dating him. So that's a whole lot of eggplant sharing. That's a whole lot of eggplant sharing.
I don't see a problem. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He had a lot of love to give. He had a lot, whole lot of love to give. Come on now.
It's irresponsible. So now after these twins, I guess he's going to have like six children. How do you have four different baby mamas, six kids? Like, I don't care how much money you have. You don't have enough time in the world to divide between six kids in different households. That is irresponsible. There's going to be some kid who's going to feel like their father didn't have enough time. And it's Nick Cannon. He's a celebrity. So he's going to be traveling and touring, and he's busy, booked and busy. That's just not okay.
Okay. I'm going to let you have it. We're going to take the phone calls. Ladies, what do you think? The two women ain't have a problem with it, but Nina Brown got a problem.
And I'm sure the two women are trying to get pregnant by him, too, because it's an easy paycheck. So now you're going to have, what, seven,
Ooh,
eight kids?
Ooh, Nina, no, you didn't say that about your sister girls. Wow, that was shady.
If they're okay Ooh. With sharing, if they're okay with sharing Nick in bed, then I'm pretty sure he's not like, hey, let me pull out this protection and, you know. I'm sure he's not saying that. He's got six kids. So I'm just saying, like, woman, is it worth it? Is it worth the paycheck just because it's Nick Cannon and he's a celebrity to get pregnant by?
Listen, let me play Nick Cannon's Valentine theme song. Go ahead, Herb. 96.3 WHUR, Old School 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. And ladies and gentlemen, Nina Brown is a little bit upset because Nick Cannon, man, is spreading it around, baby. And when I say spreading it around, I mean spreading it around. Yes, Nina, what other way to say it? What other way to say it? But he's spreading it around, right?
He a super spreader.
Yeah, super spreader. Because he was out with two different girls for Valentine's Day. He actually has twins on the way from another girl. And then he... Four other kids. And then, yeah, it's crazy. He just had a baby. He just had a baby.
Exactly. He just had a baby.
So he just had a baby.
Twins. Yes.
He has twins that are getting ready to come. He went on two different Valentine's Day, but sent all three women the same floral arrangements.
Now, you don't know that.
That's what it said in the article.
Oh, okay.
It said they all were similar. People were like, why these balloons look the same as the other ones? Come on,
so
you gotta
listen.
Keep it simple. He is a man, Nina. Come on.
You know,
some things you
know
just gotta do.
That Come part. On. And he probably had his assistant do it. You know what? I'm less concerned. I mean, I think it's very problematic that all these women are sharing the same D. Like, that's scary, especially in the world we live in. Like, you can catch something more than COVID that you can't get rid of. But I'm even more concerned about the children. You know, I'm an advocate for children. And I just feel like when you have that many children by different baby mamas in different households, there's no way those kids are going to feel like they got all of the time and attention they wanted or needed from their father. You can't replace that. I don't care how rich you are.
So everybody listen, Nick is expecting twins with a 30-year-old named Abby De La Rosa, who's head over heels about Nick. Rumors about Abby and Nick surfaced a day after he spent Valentine's weekend split between two other women. Lanisha Cole, who claims to be Nick's girlfriend, posted a video of the balloons. Interestingly, there was another one. Brittany Bell, the mother of Nick's youngest child, shared her own Valentine's Day clip of a room filled with balloons and a bed shaped with rose petals featuring the initials N and B for Nick and Brittany. Speaking of balloons, Abby De La Rosa received the same exact balloons, too. See? All right. Come on, let's get on the phones. 96.3 WHUR, hello.
Yes, sir. How are you today? You're doing that pretty lady with...
Ooh, Red. Thank you, baby.
My comments for the show is this. Everybody knows what Nick Cannon is. That's why Mariah Carey kicked him to the curb.
I know that's right.
Mariah's sitting back saying, yeah, all y'all taking shots with Nick Cannon. You got my leftovers, so you're welcome to it.
Now, I don't know, Red.
The ladies have to look at themselves. Why are you going to post a picture? Some things are private. So you with Nick Cannon.
Right.
What has he got to offer you other than a lay in the sack?
Okay.
Can he offer you a future? Can he help put you on a path to whatever you want to be? Mm. And my thing is, you know, just keep some things private. You're not the only one that dated with Nick Cannon. Just keep some things to yourself. What are you going to get out of it, posting a picture?
You. Let him know, Red.
Sheree, Southeast, what's up?
What's up, Frank?
You tell me. What do you think about all this?
So, Nina, you're probably not going to like this, but unfortunately, there are women out there willing to share that eggplant. Because from what Mariah says, Nick got that eggplant that makes you want to be a vegetarian.
Really? I didn't know. Is it like Trey Songz?
That's the word on the street, girl, but I ain't want to go.
Wow. Okay, now that makes a lot more sense to me.
However, there are a lot of women out here that are sharing with men that don't have Nick Cannon money or eggplant. So
I know that's right. Thank you.
There it is.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you more.
All right now. My Howard alum is getting it, ain't he? 96.3 WHUR. Call us 202-432-WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3 WHUR. Talking about Return to the Mac right there. Yeah, perfect song for my homie Nick Cannon.
Okay.
Perfect song, ladies and gentlemen. So we are talking about, because Nina Brown wanted me to bring this up, because she was like, Frank Ski, have that same energy you have for the women when they do this. You know, that's her favorite term, have that same energy. So I got the energy, Nina. Nick is a super spreader. Nick Cannon. Allegedly knocked up with this super baddie with twins and spent Valentine's Day with two other ladies. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. He's expecting twins with a 30-year-old named Abby De La Rosa. She's head over heels for Nick. And Abby's babies, the twins, are on the way. Rumors about Abby and Nick surfaced a day after he split his Valentine's Day with two other women. Lanisha Cole, who claims to be Nick's girlfriend, shared a video of him surprising her in a room filled with balloons. Okay. Interesting enough, Brittany Bell, the mother of Nick's youngest child, shared her own clip on Valentine's Day with a room filled with balloons and a bed topped with rose petals featuring the initials N and B. And fans noticed that they look kind of similar between the other balloons. And speaking of balloons, Abby De La Rosa received the same exact balloons as well.
And they all posted their business.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And Lanisha Cole, one of the three women he sent Valentine's Day gifts to, seems to be fine. according to a statement that she posted on Instagram. Yep. Basically, she said, addressing all those folks that had something to say, anything negative say about hers and Nick's unorthodox relationship, asking them to worry about their own self. Worry about Ooh. Yourself, she said. Oh. You just worry about yourself. So Nick is going to have 6 children in a minute because him and his wife, Mariah, have Moroccan and Monroe. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? You're on the Frank Ski Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Nina, how you doing?
Hey, Tish.
Hey. Yeah, I just really think that Nick is playing games because all these women that are involved, they know about the other woman. It's a game. I think it's a tax game, you know. Who goes around having baby after baby by different multiple women? I think it's for a tax write-off. You know, credit gets you, you know, more dependents. Then you can have more ways of writing off money that you're making. You know, you can have ways to, you know, get credit for the money that you make. So I think a lot of these celebrities are doing that. You know, like, look at Kanye, look at Beyonce. They got multiple babies. They're having them in different ways. They try to do it the way that's more cleaner. But Nick probably doesn't have time to do it that way. So he's doing it where women are willing to just pop out babies just so they can get credit later on in life. Because that's what it all boils down to, some type of credit.
All right.
It's a credit game out here.
Thanks,
that's my opinion.
I like it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Silver in Northeast.
You know, them women only do it when Nick allows. Anybody that wants some money, they want to do the same thing because they all want money. But it ain't just about them. Nick know what he's doing. He's a grown man, so he needs to stop the foolishness. He's dealing with children.
Okay.
These are kids. So he needs to wake up and stop being like a kid. He's a grown man. Act like it, all right? I love him, though. I love him. He can call me, but I love him. But we're not doing that. You know, we're not doing that. But I don't blame him for being, and then they just stop posting stuff on social media.
Okay.
Stop telling everybody your business. Keep it to yourself.
Okay, exactly.
But I understand they want a piece of the money. So there it is. All right, Frankie. Thanks for answering. Bye.
All right. Let's go. India Sean, Anderson Pack. It's called Moving On. We're taking your calls, 202-432-WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3, keeping it moving on. India Sean, Anderson Pack. It's called Moving On, 96.3, WHUR, Old School 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. And Nick Cannon, woo-wee. Boy, he went out with like 3 different women for Valentine's. 2 of them posted pictures. He's got twins on the way that are almost getting ready to go. He just had another baby the other day, and Nina was like, Frank Ski, give that same energy you give if Nick would have been a female celebrity. So, okay. What do you think, DMV? 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Hello.
Go right ahead, Carol.
I just have a comment. Nina Brown, you need to mind your business. You're not going to take care of none of the babies he's making. You're not having a baby that he's making. And you need to mind your business. Let people live their own lives and stay out of everybody's business.
But he posted it on the internet for us to be in the business.
But you don't have to broadcast it because you read it.
Oh, okay.
Did you read the encyclopedia?
Yes, ma'am.
He broadcast that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Miss Carol.
Have a good day.
You too.
Pam in Virginia.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Pam.
Hey. I just wanted to let you all know. I heard the broadcast about Nick Cannon. So I've been married for 20 years and been with my husband for 30 and just found out that he has fathered at least 20 kids by younger women.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So girl. I went through so much abuse. I left on September the 9th, the abuse, just everything. So I'm in a place now for protected women that have gone through things like this. And, you know, I really want to reach out to these young girls out here. They have no idea. No idea.
Mm. Wow.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, I basically have to start over.
Do y'all have children together?
Yeah, we have 2.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
And he had 3 before the marriage, so I knew about those. But when I found out about the 20, that just blew me away. But I just wanted to let you know you all keep me going. I listen to you all day from the morning until night. So.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry you're going through that, sis. And
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm going to pray for you, sis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stay strong, Mama.
Be blessed. Okay, will do.
I can't even imagine.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
I am too, and I have so many questions.
Yes. Woo! Like, I need to let that. Sometimes we get a call, we just have to let it marinate, y'all. She's married how long?
She said for 20 years they were together, 30 years. That man has 20 kids with other women during the marriage, and they have 2 kids together. Like, how? And I'm assuming, and I don't know, I mean, like, I wish I would have asked her, like, does he take care of those kids? Because that's a lot of kids. My assumption is he doesn't take care of those kids, because 20 kids is a lot of kids, Franksky.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would do that. That's unbelievable. See, I think a guy that does something like that needs to be in jail.
That part, yes.
Yeah, he needs to be in jail. There needs to be a law against that.
That's neglect. That's neglect.
Yeah, there's no way he can even manage that. They're not in the same place. There's no way he can even manage, you know, to give that many kids fatherly attention. That is neglect. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, so listen, on a positive note, DJ Herb is up next with that 5 o'clock mix. Don't forget, the one and only George Wilborn is coming in at 5 to handle 2 truths and a lie. We got a lot of fun coming up. It's 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington.